And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Fahrenheit, Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit, born in Poland, 1686, the inventor of the mercury thermometer and the temperature scale, which is named for him, still in use, at least in this country. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Chabon, born in Washington, D.C., 1963, author of The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay, about two Jewish cousins who create a popular comic book series during the 1940s. Also author of The Yiddish Policeman's Union and Telegraph Avenue, and his newest novel, Moonglow, about a character named Michael Chabon, who investigates the history of his family, whose grandfather says, "After I'm gone, write it down, explain everything, make it mean something. Use a lot of those fancy metaphors of yours. Put the whole thing in proper chronological order, not like this mishmash I'm making you." It's the birthday of Bob Dylan, born in Duluth, Minnesota, 1941, grew up in the nearby town of Hibbing. He heard Little Richard on the radio and decided he wanted to play rock and roll, so his dad bought him an electric guitar and he formed a rock band called the Golden Chords. Then he went off to Minneapolis to the University of Minnesota, heard a record by Odetta, and traded in his electric guitar for an acoustic. He read Woody Guthrie's autobiography and set out to head east to meet Woody Guthrie in 1961. He went to Greystone Hospital and met Guthrie, who was dying of Huntington's disease. Dylan started performing in Greenwich Village clubs, released his first album, Bob Dylan, 1962, and within a space of just 4 years, he had done five albums: The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, The Times They Are Changin', Another Side of Bob Dylan, and Bringing It All Back Home. And it's the birthday of the poet Joseph Brodsky, born St. Petersburg, Russia, 1940. He was just 24 years old when he was arrested for social parasitism, sentenced to 5 years hard labor in Siberia. There was a great protest by other writers, and Brodsky was released after 18 months. 1972, left Russia for America, became a teacher at various universities, won the Nobel Prize in Literature, 1987. Joseph Brodsky, who said, "Were we to choose our leaders on the basis of their reading experience and not their political programs, there would be much less grief on earth, I believe." Here's a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, Where Go the Boats. Dark brown is the river, golden is the sand, it flows along forever, with trees on either hand, green leaves of floating castles of the foam, boats of mine aboding, where we'll all come home. On goes the river, and out past the mill, away down the valley, away down the hill. Away down the river, 100 miles or more, other little children shall bring my boats ashore. Where Go the Boats, Robert Louis Stevenson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects, from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.